And y'all finally heard about everything passing down the van.
Yeah.
Well, how'd y'all feel? Relieved?
It was over.
It was over?
Oh, they were celebration, dancing on the street. Oh, I'm telling you.
Well, how'd
jubilation, jubilation, jubilation.
Everybody was finally getting to come home, huh?
Yeah, the boys used to come home. A lot of wives hadn't seen their husband in 4 years. Kids hadn't seen their dad in 4 years.
They've been gone for 4 years?
Yeah, they didn't take time to let them have leave to come home, did it? After getting war, you went, you stayed till you even got wounded. And if you could recover, you stayed in the hospital there. But if you couldn't, they sent you to some military hospital here in the United States. Or you got buried on the field, or you come home and cast.
Yeah. Mark's grandmother's brother never came home.
Yeah.
But they're supposing he was buried in the Dutch, Sweden, where they're at.
Yeah.
He was buried there.
No, we got in Holland.
In Holland. Yeah. All we got was his dog tag. Mm-hmm. I buried his dog tag. And we buried everything.
Yeah. Yeah, they in Normandy, Europe was invaded. See, they lost all those countries, and they had to go back and one inch at a time take it all back. And they American cemeteries all over Europe, you know, just thousands of white crosses.
No name.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have time to
And y'all had found out what Hitler had done to the Jews. What was the reaction over here?
It was tragic.
Did people realize how bad it was?
I think Life magazine done more to really let people at home know what was going on over there than any other news. They had a lot of pictures. They told the story in pictures. If you really want to see what World War II was like, just go to a library and check Life magazines. In the war and look through them, it'll tell you what happened.
So it was covered good.
It was covered good in photography, and you know, the writing that went along with it was very graphic.
Well, what about at the movies? I've seen them showing some of that.
Yeah, well, we had the newsreel at the movie house. Yeah. All it went with the show. They had Today's World, and they had a lot of course newspapers and other magazines. Done a good job of reporting too, but Life magazine is outstanding, as I recall it, and actually reporting not just in word but in actual picture. I've seen them use stacked like cordwood on rail car headed to furnish picture stacked just like railroad car go by, just like you've seen cordwood.
Mm-hmm.
Body stacked just like that for their feet to the outside. Carrying them to Auschwitz and putting them in the furnace car. Took a bulldozer and dug a big hole and dumped them in.
That's
6 million of them.
It's hard to believe that somebody would want to do that. It's just new culture.
Yeah, they still are hate to the Jews.
Did y'all have any fear of like the Russians?
Russians were allies during World War II. They were our allies.
But before, were they against?
No, they turned against us. They stole some of the peace, and they become our enemies afterwards. Of course, they were Soviets. But we'd lost the war if they hadn't been on our side.
Really?
Yes, sir, no doubt. That Russian bear come to our rescue. Well, see, Hitler attacked Russia first.
Yeah.
He got to the outskirts of Moscow, you know, in German field.
But they never took Moscow?
No, the bitter winter slowed them down enough to where the Russians managed to sort of hold their ground, and in the meantime, the Americans got to invading on Hitler's rear, and he had to turn his effort toward that. The Russian, in another week, the way things were going there at one time, Russia would have failed.
I had known that in like 1920s, early 1920s, there was the Red Scares. You know, really scared everybody in the land.
Yeah. Of the Bolshevik Revolution.
Revolution. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing that it turned around, and then they helped us in World War II. But here we are now, and not too long ago they were
our enemy.
Right.
Now they're our friend. There's two Russians on Rob Street's program this morning. There's two Russians. And they're from Russia too. They had interpreted. They're here trying to help with the destruction of the chemical war weapons that was left over from World War II.
They still have some?
Yeah, they still have some, and we've got two of them that they stored out here by them. Been there for 40 years. And these Russians and Americans, these two Russians are in America, and they're trying to advocate destroying the chemical weapons chemically rather than burning them.
Yeah.
And it makes sense what they said. Made very good sense to me. Now you would need to burn the germ warfare, but the chemicals can be neutralized with other chemicals and then disposed of as hazardous waste for that.
Yeah,
well,
they if say, you burn it, it's going to be in the air.
That's what they say. It'll just get diluted in the air, but it'll still be there. But if they chemically neutralize it and dispose of it as hazardous waste, they said that private enterprise is already doing it, but some chemicals just as deadly as the war chemicals. But it needs disposing of, because those things are rusting through.
Yeah, it's going to leak out. Well, how was Bynum affected like during the war?
Well, it was built during the war. My dad helped build it, you know, from start to finish. He helped build the first administration building, which they built first, and then they built all the warehouses, and they helped build the igloos, where all these things are stored.
So it was during war too. It was a chemical.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a munition depot. It's where they store weapons of war. They now repair tanks down there, but really it's supposed to be just a storage where they store weapons of war, ammunition, and mostly it's an arsenal.
Oh, well, that would make me
ordnance. It's ordnance depot.
Heaven. a place that had ammo, so closed.
Yeah, there's
in
enough
of
ammo
war.
In one of them igloos down there to blow a crater forest from here to that mountain over yonder.
Somebody would have touched that the wrong direction. I'd have been scared.
Yeah, well, it's dangerous. You know, it's real, some real things of destruction down there.
So Alabama.
And a lot of them need keeping. The good ones need keeping, and the bad ones taken care of and destroyed. Or
yeah.
Whatever it takes to
get
away with the danger.
That's why they say sometimes that they worry that the depot is really not good for this area because they don't know what all's out there.
Yeah, well, it's got to be somewhere. The stuff's
yeah.
got to be somewhere. And it don't need to all be in one place because of the safety part. And it's brought a lot of good things to this area.
Yeah, it's brought in business.
Yeah. A lot of good jobs, a lot of money.
Yeah. It's true. Well, do you feel like the people in Alabama, together as a whole, reacted well to the war?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I would venture to say that it was, this nation was the most united during World War II that it has. Well, they, even more than it was during Revolutionary War, and for sure more organized than Civil War.
You feel like it was caused by the Depression?
I don't know. Real love of country was more genuine than it is now, I believe. Really, people. And I don't know if it's because of the situation, because of it, but there was a wartime atmosphere, even in high schools, you know. And yeah, well, it took that. We would not have won the war without it. There were some gloomy days anyway.
Mm-hmm.